Tomorrow, the University of California meets its arch-rival Stanford on the football field, and as is traditional for home games, bells will play Cal's school song, All Hail Blue and Gold. This version is from a new CD of Berkeley Carillon music. NPR's Rene Montaigne spoke with University Carillonist Jeff Davis.
Melodies floating down from a bell tower can have a magical quality, as if the bells are up there ringing on their own. From Jeff Davis's vantage point, that makes perfect sense.
Well, I'm about 200 feet up in the air in a 307-foot tower. Above me are 61 bells. The largest weighs about 5.25 tons, and the smallest weighs about, 18 pounds.
Beneath these immense bells, the Carillon, Jeff Davis's back is to the Golden Gate Bridge. He faces what looks like a giant's music rack attached to a very large keyboard. Instead of playing keys, though, he pulls levers that look like broom handles. And if you stand right next to him, you can hear the levers pulling the clappers that cause the bells to ring.
I'll play you a little exercise by Fernando Sor. This was originally written for guitar. I'll just play 30 seconds of it or so. How's that?
Traditions have grown up around bell towers or campaniles on campuses everywhere. At Iowa State, campanileing has become an expression for kissing beneath the bell tower at midnight. One of the longest running traditions at Berkeley has students trudging off to finals to the tune, "They're Hanging Danny Deaver in the Morning." Back in the 1930s, one chimes master added the more encouraging, "One more river to cross." When World War II ended, Berkeley's chimes master celebrated by playing the bells for 2 straight hours. Berkeley's Carillon is now one of the most famous in the world, and many say the most well-tuned. So why hasn't there been a recording, except for a single 78 that was lost decades ago? Jeff Davis.
Well, the biggest problem is you can't edit. Once a bell is struck, it just continues to ring. And if you try and make an edit, you stop the ringing of the bell, and it's really obvious. So it makes it very difficult to record. When you think a 6-minute piece of music might have, 10,000 notes in it, and performer would like to have every one of those in place and exactly right, and just about the time you get to the next to the last measure, a truck backs up down below and starts beeping.
Would you play us something to sort of show us how a bell, when you play it for a moment, how it just doesn't go away?
Sure.
One of the odder musical stories, the art of tuning carillons died along with a handful of bell makers who knew how back in the 1700s. It wasn't until the turn of the 20th century that an English cleric figured out the trick of tuning the wildly vibrating bells. That led, says Jeff Davis, to a renaissance of sorts. New bells, new music, plus the ability to play the old. Would you like to play us a tune that shows us how the bells were played in what would be classical carillon? Is that what you would call it?
Sure, the early days of the carillon. I sure would. I'd like to play Matthias Vaningane's Preludio No. 6, which was written for carillon. Vaningane lived from 1721 to 1785.
Jeff Davis playing the carillon high up in Berkeley's Sather Tower.